Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Oh, okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
What a great summer. All these movies about dogs. Isle of Dogs is out. And, of course, Benji. That's available for all of us at Netflix. And we will talk to, get this, the creator of Benji. Talk about celebrities. Joe Camp. You may not know his name, but everyone, at least of a certain age, knows the Benji movies. And we'll talk with Joe. Also, your dog is scratching. It's that time of year, right? What do you do about it? At what point do you bring your dog into the veterinarian? At what point do you say, well, I could solve this problem at home, or the dog is just being a dog and dog scratch? Well, we'll talk with a veterinary dermatologist to answer those questions. And yes, being this time of year, the mosquitoes are out more than ever before. I will talk to you about a new approach to protect our dogs, in particular, from heartworm disease. It is a new approach. It's a new idea. I've talked about it before. Now the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, you know, if you think about it, they've been saying the same thing to protect ourselves against a variety of mosquito-borne illnesses. Well, shouldn't we protect our dogs the same way? I'll explain later what that means. But most of all, we are here for you, for your telephone calls to answer your questions. 866-554-PETS, dog or cat behavior questions, bird or lizard, maybe. 866-554-7387. 866-554-PETS. Toll free. And you do know free is my favorite four-letter word.
And we are here to help you. And here is Noreen. Hi, Noreen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. What's going on?
So we adopted Berkeley from a shelter about a month ago.
And Berkeley, named for?
My maiden name was Burke.
Ah, okay.
So my daughter picked it out. So Berkeley is supposedly a pug mix. He's they claim he's about a year old.
Yes.
To us, he looks like a lab puppy, but he's an awesome dog.
A pug mix or a lab puppy, either one, all right.
Yeah, whatever you want to call him today.
Okay.
But anyhow, he's an awesome dog, totally trained, everything. We just want to know, how do you get him to play? Because, you know, like, I have a tennis ball and I threw it and he just kind of looked at me like, yes, so.
What's that? Yeah. How old did you say the dog is?
They say he's about a year, a little over a year.
Do you know anything about his background?
None, except he came from somewhere down south.
Okay.
And our vet thinks he may have been neglected. I suspected maybe abused. He loves his crate. I mean,
yeah.
We'll run into
Okay. Maybe just not so much abused or neglected, but never experienced that, and a lack of socialization, maybe. So here's what you do. try something else. Tennis ball's not working. That's okay. You know, there are. I had once a water dog, a Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
If you look in the books, this dog is supposed to love water. They were bred to go out into water and, in fact, to point at the bird and then to go out into the water and retrieve the bird.
Right.
Well, there was one little issue. Our Brittany, who I adored, didn't like water. She never read the book. So, you know, different dogs do have different preferences. So try a squeaky toy.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, try a different kind of toy. And you know what? There was an interesting study, and you're going to, I want you to do this. Is your dog near you now?
No, he's not. I'm at the office.
Too bad. I'd want you to do this right now. If you pretend, can you do this at the office for me? Pretend to be a dog.
Okay.
If you were to bend over and do like one of those play bows that dogs do.
Yeah.
You know, where they put their two front legs up and their head goes toward the ground and they kind of lean forward.
Yeah.
And their rear end goes up in the air.
Yes. Yeah, he does that a lot.
Yeah. Okay. That means your dog is playing, by the way. So okay. I want you to do that right now. And it turns out that when we pretend to be dogs, our dogs like kind of begin to get it in some cases.
Okay.
I think that study was from Australia, actually.
Okay.
That's one possibility. The other thing is just when you're watching TV or something, you probably don't normally do this, sit down on the ground. Okay. I bet your dog will come up to you wiggling that rear end, giving you kisses in the face. When we're at their level, it's like, wow! And,
yes.
You know, we also have to pick the times when the time is right. So I'm not suggesting you're doing this, but when our dogs are sleeping and taking a nap, and that's not the best time. So when you come home from work, that is a time that your dog's inherently excited because really happy to see you. So that would be the time that I would try to play.
Okay. Okay. The other thing he does, and this isn't a bad thing, it's just curious. When we give him a treat, he zooms right back into his cage with it.
That's what a lot of dogs do.
Okay.
You know, I don't know about you, but I've met people. Now, I'm the type that will go to a restaurant and say to everyone that's there with me, do you want a bite? Do you want a bite? You want a bite? I even go to the next table. You want to try this? However, most people aren't like that, you know, and your dog's not like that.
Okay.
It could be the way your dog was raised. It could be just your dog's idiosyncratic nature. But you know what? That's common.
All right.
It doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
You know, your dog doesn't want the food taken away.
No.
You know, I'll say that, but you know what? You can be a cookie. I'm going to guard it, too.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, we're not talking any aggression or anything like that.
No,
I just want to. Yeah, I just want to eat over there.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
That's really common.
Okay, great. And I downloaded your book and loved it.
Oh, thank you. She's talking about Good Dog is the name
Good
of the book.
Good Dog. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So if you don't already like me, I hope you do immediately. Go to your Facebook page under Pages. Just click it. There's an icon that says Pages on Facebook. And just then type in my name, Steve Dale. And you can, and I believe should, like my page. I mean, really, I post sometimes two or three times a day my blogs. And that's the latest in pet news. And when things happen, like, for example, organizations like the Companion Animal Parasite Council. They are very important. All these experts come together and advise veterinarians about what to do regarding parasites. Say together as an organization, we are all about this double defense idea. That means something. Now, what is this double defense idea to protect your pets against heartworm, but also fleas and ticks? I'll explain next.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D. 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Well, I do believe in picking up after your pets. There are a lot of reasons for that. One is health for your own pets, because it's one way that pets carry and spread illness, some nasty worms and stuff like that, is through what comes out the other end. So it is better for community health and better for your pet's health if you pick up after your dog. And by the way, there's another reason as well. Who likes it when you walk into the home and then you find you've got you-know-what on your shoes? That's not good. It's never good. So do pick up after your pet. Heartworm disease is something that, for reasons I cannot explain, I have tried to figure this out for years now. Most people do not protect their dogs against heartworm. I think it's because, here's my guess, you may not know anyone whose dog has had heartworm, or it's not happened to you. And if it's not happened to us, we tend to think it's human nature, that it's never going to happen to me. But it happens to somebody, and it happens a lot more than you may think. And here's what heartworm disease is. So here's a little mosquito buzzing around, bites your dog. And by the way, dogs are more likely to be bitten for a variety of reasons by mosquitoes than we are. So if we go outside and get two or three mosquito bites, it would not be unusual for your dog to get a dozen or two dozen or more mosquito bites. So there's the mosquito buzzing around, and we think, oh, all that hair is going to protect the dog. I wish it did. It doesn't. All right, so the mosquito is buzzing around, bites the dog, and spreads heartworm to the dog. And it's kind of a little baby heartworm. It's called microfilaria, and they go through the bloodstream of the dog and land in the pulmonary system, including in the heart and lungs of your dog, where they grow. Now, these little barely visible or not visible at all microfilaria, these baby heartworm, think spaghetti. They grow that long. And there can be dozens and dozens of these. Now, some dogs have a heartworm load, as we call it, of two or three heartworm. That's not good for the dog. But some dogs have a load of 20 or 30 or even more than 100. No matter what that load is, it will impact your dog's health. And if that load is large enough, dogs can absolutely, and they do, die of heartworm disease. It's preventable. And there is heartworm protection that's been on the market for years. And all the products, they're not the same, but they have the same compound. And they work for the most part. Here's the problem. They don't work if people forget to give them to the dog. And there are places in America now where I'm going to use the R word. It's resistance. Where, you know, it's not a surprise. Mosquitoes, remember back, for those of us who do remember, in the 1970s, something nasty was used that communities would spray to prevent or lower the number of mosquitoes. But mosquitoes built up a resistance to this nasty compound that communities sprayed. So, for a variety of reasons, including that it was awful for the environment, we stopped doing that. The point is that mosquitoes built up a resistance. And it's not surprising that mosquitoes in places have built up a resistance to our heartworm preventives. But again, the big question is that people forget to use it. You know, they're monthly products for the most part, and people skip a month or two or three and forget to use. We know that. So what experts have suggested is this double defense approach. So there's a product called Vectra 3D. Ask your veterinarian about it. It's, you know, a spot-on product, but it repels the mosquitoes. So if the mosquitoes don't bite your dog in the first place, you still should use the standard heartworm protection. I hope you do. People don't. They need to. But in addition to that, now we've got this double defense approach where
if you use Vectra 3D, and there's an added bonus. So before you think, well, now he's just costing me more money. No. Vectra works to protect against fleas and ticks and some sorts of biting flies and some other nasty things as well. And it's a very good product that's been used for that purpose for a while. A very good product. And you do need to protect your pet. And I'm not going to give a speech now about why it's so important to protect against fleas. And tick disease is at an all-time high. So I don't mean to brush that under the rug, so to speak, because that's really important. So now you've got a product that does a couple things all at the same time. Protects against fleas and ticks, and you need that, no matter where you live in America, but now also is an added bonus, additional protection against heartworm disease, because if a mosquito cannot bite in the first place, then your dog will be free from heartworm disease, right? Coming up next, a conversation I've been looking forward to having for a very long time, because it's been too long since I've spoken to my pal, Joe Kemp, the creator of Benji.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Joe Kemp is a good old friend of mine, and he is, of course, the creator of, and when I say this word, I guarantee you will smile or your money back. The word is Benji. Hey, Joe, how are you?
All right, I'm great, Steve. How are you?
I mean, that's got to feel good for you, I assume, to know that for generations now, you have plastered all these smiles on all these faces, not only in America, but around the world.
Yeah, I open just about every talk that I do with, you know, how blessed I am to have been able to do what I've done and accomplished what I've accomplished, and where I can drop down on any street corner in the free world and say one word and bring a smile to somebody's face.
Absolutely right. How did it all begin?
We only have a short time today, I understand. So
yes.
That's a long story.
The abbreviated version.
There is a book called God Only Knows that is the whole story. But the abbreviated version is my wife and I were washing the dishes after a Disney show way back some 45, 6, 7 years ago. And they showed some clips from some of their animated films, and Lady and the Tramp was always one of my favorite. And we got into a discussion that night of whether or not it would be possible to do that kind of movie with a real dog, not one who talked or Rex Allen saying and now Benji thinking, and but a real dog struggling with a real adventure. And we finally walked it into the corner and said it's probably not possible without dialogue. And that night I stayed up, and our little dog, whose name was Benji, little Yorkshire Terrier, and I was reading, and I got to watching the dog responding to sirens down the street or a dog barking somewhere or something that I would do. And I wound up doing all kind of crazy things, getting down on the floor and hovering in the corner like I was afraid. And this dog is looking at me like, are you nuts? Have you lost it? And you can read that, and that's dialogue.
Uh-huh.
And so I got up the next morning at 4 o'clock before going to my real job and wrote the entire treatment in longhand because I couldn't, it was falling out so fast I couldn't type. And I took it in to read to Carolyn, and she said, let me read it myself. And I said, no way you can read this because it's just scribbling.
Yeah.
But when I got through, there was a tear coming down out of her eye, and
oh.
I said, I've got it. I know. So we tried to sell it in Hollywood as a treatment, and they didn't want it, so
But eventually they did want it, and the movie did, like, beyond anyone's. It was one of the biggest box office movies of the year, wasn't it, that first Benji movie?
Yeah, right. Variety said it was number 3 of the year, and that's after we set up our own distribution system because everybody in Hollywood had turned it down.
So that was originally in what year?
1974 and 75.
All right, so
74 is what we facetiously call our testing year.
Okay, so 1974, 75. Then follow, everything, TV specials, Benji's on lunch boxes, Benji's on bumper stickers, Benji's on everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Then movie after movie after movie. When was the last Benji movie? What year?
2004.
So 2004. Now, forward to today, your son Brandon says, I want to do Benji again. I want to reboot it. Are you surprised that it's a hit all over again on Netflix?
No, I'm not surprised. I am excited because, you know, come on, how great can it be for a papa to be proud like that? That the kid wanted to do it and start, you know, just to start with, and that he had absorbed enough and understood enough and had been hammered enough by me that he could take it out on his own, put the deal together, write the screenplay, direct the movie, and have Netflix want to use it as their lead-in to family entertainment on worldwide in 192 countries.
All right, so that's amazing. How about from the perspective of the people that are watching it? Are you surprised at that it still holds up?
Yeah, it not only holds up, I have gotten numerous, you know, seen on Facebook and correspondences in email and whatnot who have said, you know, I think this is better than the first one.
Huh.
And the response is just overwhelmingly love, 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 love.
Well, that's what Benji's all about at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And you know what? We need a little of that in our world right now.
I think we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited about it and the whole thing, and it's getting such good response. I was mentioning earlier that, you know, there's over 5 million views on Facebook of the trailer for the movie right now.
Amazing. Joe Camp, Mr. Benji. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
So right now, go to Netflix, and many of you have Netflix. Just simply look. It's right there. I mean, if you go to Netflix's website, hard to miss the fact that Benji is very much available for you to watch. Next, back to your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
He's not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Here it is, what you need to know. Our phone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. On to the state of confusion, New York State. I didn't mean to say that about New York State. I meant to say that just in general, I'm confused. Hi, Frank, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
Where are you, Frank?
I'm in Westchester County, New York.
Hey, Frank?
Yes.
Are you anywhere near a telephone?
Yes, I am.
Are you talking on the phone?
Yes, go ahead.
Frank, why don't you pick up the receiver?
I have to. You can't hear me?
I cannot hear you well.
Can you hear me better now?
Not so much.
I got to go on the thing.
You got to go on the thing.
Hello.
That is way better. So let me start all over, Frank. Hold on. Now we're getting an echo. Are you hearing that, Matt? I am.
Go ahead.
Hold on a second. We've got... I'm still hearing an echo.
Still have an echo.
Yeah, it's on our end. That part is on our end, not yours.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it's on yours. It's better now.
So, all right.
All right. Whatever you did, Frank, you made everything better.
Good.
All right. Well, I'm still hearing the echo, Matt. I can do it, but...
Let me move my location, maybe.
Okay.
That could be
move to Cleveland.
I'll move to Cleveland, yeah. It's cold in Cleveland.
It's not cold in New York?
It's cold in New York. It's 50 out.
Yeah, that's cool. All right.
Can you hear better now?
Yeah, we'll go with it. Hold on a second. I will start all over. Bear with us. Our telephone number, and that's what you need to know, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387, to New York State of Mind. It's Frank. You're on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. What's up?
Well, we have a little problem. We adopted a little dog about 4 years ago, and she's very friendly, and she loves people. And she rolls over and she runs. She's just an adorable little girl. When she sees other dogs, she thinks she's a 150-pound pit bull. She's tough. When she goes to the groomer, she's fine.
Yeah.
When she's leaving the groomer, she goes nuts.
Watch out.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know, but it most likely is fear. You know, the best offense is a strong... No, the best defense is a strong offense. That's right. So, and that's essentially what your dog is doing. Your dog has learned... As a lot of smaller dogs do, you know, they're intimidated about something. Listen, if you walk down the street how tall are you, Frank?
6 feet.
6 feet. So if every person you saw was 18 feet tall, you might be intimidated a bit too. And that's all that's going on with our smaller dogs often, not always, is that they learn that when they go and act themselves intimidating, then the offender will back off. Well, the offender might not even be an offender. The dog might not even care about your dog, but your dog wants to know that. Then that dog backs off and it works. So if it works once, your dog's going to do it even more the second time and even more maybe the third time. So what we can do is use distraction. Give your dog something else to focus on, something else to do, and also at the same time, create a positive association with other dogs. So when you're walking down the street, now leaving a groomer is a tougher place because that's also a small enclosed place, I presume. And that makes it even more challenging. So I wouldn't start there. I would start actually in the home. Have your dog, teach your dog to pay attention to you when you say, watch me, look at me, whatever you want to say, hold a treat by your side, low to the dog. And when you say this, give your dog that treat. Then lift your arm closer and closer to your face so the dog is actually watching you when you say, watch me. And then give the dog a treat. Once your dog has it down indoors without any distraction, and that could take a matter of hours, but do it repeatedly for several days to make sure your dog has it. Then take it outside. And when another dog is down the block and your dog is unconcerned because that other dog is so far away, that's when you begin doing it. And you do it again and again and again. And over time, you do it more often when the other dog is closer. So your dog will actually learn that when your dog sees another dog, two things happen. One is I get a treat. And the other thing is I'm trained to look up at you. And if they're looking up at you and they're chomping down on a treat, they're not barking, presumably. And also over time, what you're doing in theory is you're teaching your dog to have a positive association about other dogs. Now, your dog may never be excited about seeing these other dogs on the street, but at least your dog will be neutral, at best, about seeing these other dogs. Does my explanation make sense?
Yes, it sounds good. It sounds plausible. You know, but she even chases squirrels. Like when we let it loose in the yard and she sees a squirrel or a bird, she goes after them. She thinks he's a hunting dog.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, you know, it's a moving object. If your dog, what breed did you say your dog is specifically?
A Shih Tzu.
Okay. So Shih Tzus were not They're not terriers, but, you know, so if you were to say I have a terrier, I would say that's what your dog was bred to do. But all dogs are still dogs, and a moving object is still a moving object, and it's fun to chase. And they're somewhat hardwired to do it as well, being the fact that they are dogs. So that's absolutely normal behavior. If you don't like that behavior, don't leave your dog in the yard without having a leash on the dog.
Well, you know, if she would, and she even chased another dog, a small dog her size,
uh-huh.
like a Chihuahua type
sure.
dog, and she cornered the dog, and then when the dog was cornered, the dog started to growl back, and then she stopped, and they were like face to face, and then I stepped in, and I picked her up and defused the situation. I don't know that if she wants to play, you know, with them. But like I said, if we're in the car and she sees a dog across the street, just could be 200 feet away, she just goes wild, you know.
So in sure. So in the car, what you can do is stuff low-fat peanut butter, low-fat cream cheese without salt when it goes with the peanut butter and without xylitol, an artificial sweetener. Any dog treats that you know your dog likes, but something that really will keep your dog occupied. Stuff inside a sterilized bone or any of the toys, and there are a myriad of toys out there, including most famously Kong toys, but there are many out there that you can do this with. If your dog is chewing on something and busy working on something, your dog's not going to be barking. So I will get personal. Are you married there, Frank?
Yeah. Am I married?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say you're in the midst of doing a crossword puzzle. Is it as likely that you're going to have an argument with your wife about what she's cooking for dinner if you're very busy doing something else? So if your dog is very busy doing something else, I don't even know that I needed that analogy, but if your dog is doing something else, if your dog is doing something, your dog isn't doing what you don't want your dog to do. So if your dog is busy on the seat of the car going, trying to get that treat from the toy, then your dog is not looking out the window barking at other dogs if the treat is good enough.
Well, she sits on the console in the truck, you know,
uh-huh.
and she's like a scanner. and she knows that when she goes in the truck, because we take her with us all the time.
Yeah, good.
And she jumps up in between the seats, and it's like a game with her. And she scans, and you could see her just looking left to right.
Well,
like her main ambition is to focus on other dogs.
So if you don't mind the behavior, you could let her have her main ambition. It's self-reinforcing for the dog. If you do mind the behavior, my advice should solve the problem. So, you know, what is a problem to one person isn't necessarily a problem to someone else. So it depends if it bothers you or not. As far as the walking down the street part, let us know if that helps or not. Feel free to call back anytime, Frank.
Great. Thank you so much for your help. And I'm going to try it. You know, even though she scans, we're going to try to de-scan her.
Okay. Let me know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate your call.
Thank you. There goes Frank, a caring dog owner. Coming up next, our email question of the week. Now, you're thinking, how do I get in on that? You know, I don't have time to call. I don't like telephones anymore. I want to email. You can. Steve at petworldradio.net. The email question is about dog flu, which really is still spreading all over the country. And I will talk about that next. Hey, it's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Who wants to pet Fluffy if she's got fleas, or Fido if he's got ticks? These pests can transmit serious diseases and cause needless discomfort. Visit the Companion Animal Parasite Council for more tips on staying healthy and keeping your pet free from parasites. And take that critter and his pesky friends for a ride to see your veterinarian. Your pet will thank you. Visit petsandparasites.org for more information.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So we've been talking about dog movies, but let's give some equal time. So The Isle of Dogs is out now, and we talked about the Benji movie with Joe Camp. How about the Cat Film Festival? There is such a thing, and we talk about it next week on the show. And also, if your cat is scratching in all the wrong places, I have solutions.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard.
When spring comes, we start saying goodbye to snow, and that means we need to make sure we're using good flea and tick protection. The southern states are typically where you're going to see more fleas because they have warmer weather year-round, and they also have more humidity. And for flea eggs to develop through the life stages into an adult flea, humidity is really important, so the conditions are really the best in the southern states. That doesn't mean if you live further north or in a dry climate, you're off the hook. There are places where you might not expect fleas to thrive, but they will find a way. Your best course of action is to talk with your veterinarian about an appropriate flea product to keep your pet protected. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, a Foxaloner. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Great simple words.
You got mail.
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, I don't want my dog to get that terrible dog flu going around. From Jan in Florida. And incidentally, Florida, Jan, you're right. That's a place where there's lots of dog flu at the moment. So she wonders, what do I do? My dog flu prevention tips are this. Vaccinate. End of story. I mean, really, that's about it. So if your dog is, let's say you live out on a farm in the middle of nowhere, and the closest residence to you is, I don't know, several acres away, and your dog doesn't ever, ever coexist or communicate with other dogs, your dog is absolutely antisocial, then you're fine, because like with people, dogs get the dog flu from other dogs, but they get more than the dog flu from other dogs. So let's say you go to a pet store and there are no other dogs in the pet store at the time you're at the pet store. But another dog, of course, was in there, and that other dog had the flu and sniffed at some dog food or some dog toys, maybe even drooled a little on it. And now your dog goes to sniff on the same thing. Well, your dog can get the flu that way. But it's more complicated than that, even. And this is what makes the dog flu so complex and so difficult to contain. About 20% of the dogs actually get the virus, but they don't get sick. So that's good for those dogs. But their owners, of course, have no way to know their dog is carrying the flu. So you've got these contagious dogs walking around that are apparently healthy. They are healthy, but they are still spreading the bug, if you follow the bouncing virus. You know what I'm talking about. So the real only way to protect your dog, if your dog is out and about at all, is really vaccination. And that's kind of tricky. So if you're going away for the summer and you're taking your dog with you, and increasingly people do that, and we'll be talking about that, traveling with pets in a couple of weeks on the show, what do you do? Well, you vaccinate right now because you need an additional shot and then a booster shot about 3 weeks later. So you really need to think out a month in advance regarding the dog flu. And there's two strains of dog flu. So ask your veterinarian about which vaccine is best. There's H3N2, which is the predominant strain right now in America. But there's also something called H3N8. And unlike the human vaccine world, where there are lots of different strains and experts take their best guess as to what strains they can protect against, in the dog world, there are only two strains, in America anyway. And there is a vaccine that covers both those strains. So your veterinarian may recommend that. It's called the bivalent vaccine, as your best bet. Email your questions to me, steve@petworldradio.net.
Oh, 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 AI. Oh, 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 AI.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Heather Edgington is a veterinary dermatologist. And here's what I want to ask you about. Our dogs and cats scratch. Our dogs and cats lick their paws. All that is typically normal, quote unquote. But how do you know when, okay, this dog is scratching a little too much, there's a problem, or this cat's over-grooming. At what point is that line drawn?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So for cats especially, they can be very tricky about their licking, biting, chewing. I think the first thing to clarify is that itching is not just scratching. So it's not just them taking their back paws and scratching at something. It can include, like you said, licking, biting, chewing, rubbing against furniture, rubbing against you. So that's the first thing to differentiate. And then as far as, again, with cats, it can be so difficult because we call them closet fur mowers. So they will actually hide and do their licking, biting, chewing. So with cats, the first thing you might see is that they start to lose some fur. You know, it might be a little bit bald. Some can actually do some really interesting patterns on their skin, so like they'll create little Batmans, or you know, they'll basically lick themselves, you know, in some nice artwork. In terms of dogs, I mean, I would say since dogs are a little bit more, it's a little bit more evident, you know, in what they're doing, because you can see them pretty much all the time. You know, when it starts to affect their daily life, so you know, if you put down their food and they're licking their paws and don't want to get up to go eat, I'd say that's definitely a sign that it's gone too far. If they start to develop skin lesions, like little papules, so little bumps on their belly, if they start to change in terms of their smell, you know, that could be a sign that they're getting an infection. So I would look for mainly those things. And if it's bugging you as an owner, you know, we're always more than happy to, you know, have a conversation with you about, you know, what might be too much and what's normal.
Well, I think you just answered the question in a way also. In a way you might not even know. If it's bugging you as an owner, then it's got to be really bugging the pet.
Absolutely. Yeah. Itching, I've never experienced like poison ivy or poison oak, but I had my best friend actually did, and she said that she wanted to tear her skin off, you know, that it just was awful. And I thought of, you know, the dogs, that, you know, owners that come in and report that their dogs are 10 out of 10 itchy, and they're in the room and they're scratching, you know, even with me like looking at them. And I mean, it must be so uncomfortable. So,
and the range of problems could be anything from, I believe, immune-suppressed disease to parasites to simply dry skin. I mean, you have such a wide array. Your job is, I guess, to be Sherlock Holmes to figure it all out.
Yeah. And the main thing between allergic dogs and dogs that have an endocrine disease, usually dogs with endocrine diseases,
an endocrine disease
meaning
means
like low thyroid level, high steroid level in the body, usually those dogs don't start out itchy. They usually start out with skin lesions and then they get itchy, whereas our typical allergic dog, they usually start itching at what looks like normal skin and then they'll develop the skin lesions. So that might be something else for an owner to pay attention to, you know. And that's a question I ask when one of the first questions I ask when owners come in is, what happened first? Did the skin lesions happen first or did the itching happen first? And sometimes we don't know, but it's definitely a helpful answer to have for your veterinarian if they do ask you that question.
Are the people that actually put on, and I know the answer to this is yes.
Then yes.
Yeah, there are. That actually go to their own medicine cabinet, take something they may use for themselves.
Yeah.
And then they use it on their pet. One of the issues with that is the pets may lick it up and it may be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
The other is, well, is it really going to do harm, or at least it won't do any good? Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say the most common thing for people to use would be antihistamines when they see that their dogs are itchy. So, you know, with antihistamines, there's about a 30% chance that one out of six of them are going to help. And so the chances of it working, first of all, are not high. Also, dogs tend to need a lot higher doses of the antihistamine to even get to that 30%. And then, you know, you also don't want to mix your antihistamine with anything else your veterinarian has given you because, yeah, it could be dangerous. So it's a good idea to talk to your veterinarian.
And particularly dangerous for cats.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, I would definitely talk to your veterinarian. The other thing about antihistamines is they're not that great at stopping itch once it's started, so it's more as a preventive. So you usually have to give it consistently for 2 weeks before you even start to see any improvement. And most owners that are, you know, kind of reaching in their medicine cabinet usually aren't being patient over 2 weeks to see if it's going to help. They want something that's going to help immediately.
Your cat's scratching in all the wrong places. New solutions next week.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Biz Talk Radio.